The title of tonight is about last week. The first question of tonight is, what did anybody learn or gain from last week? If nobody answers or nobody participates, we're going to hang up.
I can't remember what we talked last week. Sorry, it's been a very full week. I just can't recall.
What I remember is that what I got out of last week, it starts with life preceded the universe. The universe life didn't flow out of the universe. Life created the universe.
So what?
And in that, life has a couple things. Life has created a universe within which it was steady and reliable for it to become alive in. And I added to that then that I am life itself, so that I am therefore engaged in creating a universe that is reliable and steadfast that I can be alive in. And then the next thing that I became aware of in conversation about
it. Well, maybe we should go over those for first.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning, Simone.
Everybody.
Who are you, Pat?
I am life itself.
What does that mean to you? All of your life, you've read or philosophers have said or that there are several questions you cannot know or answer. One of them is who you are. Why the universe exists. And what your life is all about. So you have to go through life completely ignorant, because you can't answer any of those questions. And the fact is, they always add that if you could answer those questions, that would dramatically change every aspect of yourself in life. Now, relative to last week, let's discuss what you said.
In answer to those three questions?
No, I said relative to what you were talking about.
Well, it's that I think that the saying that I am life itself, even just the beginning part of that statement I made earlier, answers that first question that says, that's who I am. I am life itself. And what is it about?
Wait,
I am created. Yeah?
I don't know what you're talking about. You keep using these pronouns saying, I am life itself. Who the fuck are you?
I guess there's only one way. I am that which is creating a universe within which it is steady and reliable for me to be alive in.
Who? You, Pat?
No, me, life itself.
So, you're going to tell me that you are both physical and life itself, not physical and spiritual.
That is correct.
So when you talk to me, how do I, and you use a pronoun, how do I ever know who's talking to me? And how do I ever know who you're talking to?
Well, I will always know. Hang on a sec here. I can clearly say that I am Master Gabriel creating a universe within which that is stable and predictable that I can be alive in.
Who's this Gabriel guy?
This Gabriel guy is part of the universe that I am creating that is steady and reliable that I can be alive in.
Who's the I guy? You're adding more pronouns that I don't know.
I always start with I am life itself. And then if I give you any more particulars and I name it as something like Master Gabriel, I have created more detail of the universe that I am, that is steady and reliable, that I am alive in. Master Gabriel is yet more of the universe that I, life itself, am creating, that is steady and reliable, that I am alive in.
Don't you think you ought to tell me? When you keep using a pronoun, I, even if you've told me once, I don't know that the second time you talk that you still mean the I. Or the life itself creating the universe. How do you create the universe?
By living only that which I am proud of and that I would be willing to be and live eternally and have done unto me.
Do you do that?
Sometimes.
Then the you that you refer to is a sometime you and a sometimes not you.
I would have to say that's correct right now.
Well, then if it's a sometime you and a sometime not you, then you are not creating a universe or an environment that is constant and consistent, then, are you?
That is correct.
So.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, just the way, I guess, I'm seeing this is, you know, life has created the universe, the environment that is constant and consistent to come alive in. It's there. It seems to me that what I'm doing...
Just a minute.
Are you going to ask? Go ahead. What? Yep.
What's this it's there thing? I don't know what you're talking about.
It seems to me that the universe itself, the environment of the universe... It exists. It's there. It's just doing what it's doing. Been doing for billions of years.
Wait a minute. A minute ago, life was creating the universe. Now the universe is doing its thing.
I think it's like, that's right. I think it's like anyone's body. It's a form that life is inhabiting. Maybe I missed some steps. It's like a framework that's there.
You tell me how the universe does any action.
The universe does any action?
Yeah. You said it's there doing these things. How does the universe do any action?
Well, I guess I could be clear to say it seems to me the universe is just reacting.
Then it doesn't do any action.
Like,
it doesn't do any actions.
Okay. It's under a certain, I don't know, I guess through memory or whatever, it's reacting. It's just reacting. It's a storm of reaction going on and has been for
then there can be no, let's call it, essential reality. There can be no basic universe. Not whatsoever.
Okay, I missed your step there, sorry. When I was talking about the universe, and I mean like, you know, the Earth and space and that vast expanse of stuff just over there, what are you talking about when you say there can be no essential reality?
Any part. You said it's just doing its thing, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
There is,
yep.
It can't do in the first place, and there can't be anything to do. There cannot be a basic universe. A basic fundamental universe cannot exist. Or it cannot exist if it is if life has created the universe to be constant and consistent, constant and reliable, then the universe, in that case, cannot be any particular thing.
All right. Let me get some. I'm not caught up to you on that, but I'll start there. Okay.
I don't want you to start.
I don't quite know what you. I don't know what you mean because you know. I mean, I look
it
out.
It doesn't matter what I mean. What I'm talking about is, if you won't consistently apply that. Life created the universe to be constant and reliable.
Mm-hmm.
You can't know or understand anything about the universe. So every other piece of crap you talk about isn't very knowledgeable.
Okay. Interesting.
And if all we were going to do is to talk about our own damn separate opinions about the universe, I'm not interested. Come on, Patrick, get back in here and defend your point. Or explain it, or expand it, or do whatever you want to do.
Well,
how can there be a fundamental universe?
There cannot be a fundamental universe. The universe I am. This is something that unless this is true.
What?
Everything about,
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. What?
Unless it's true that it's, if there's anything fundamental about the universe, it's that life itself has created the universe to be a constant and reliable environment within which to come alive.
So that could only be the fundamental of the universe.
That's the only thing that can be fundamental.
Nothing else can be fundamental.
Nope, not a damn thing.
Why?
because from a number of points of view, anything else, if the universe comes, let's say, first.
I didn't hear you. What did you say?
If for some reason somebody believes that the universe comes first and then life, then life has to figure out the universe and accommodate the universe as it functions.
Then you would say then the universe cannot be constant and reliable environment to come alive in.
No, it cannot be, and it's a crapshoot, and you'd have to take your chances about the way the dice rolled.
So, if Andrew says, but there's a fundamentalness to the universe, what is your answer? And explain.
I'll restate it. The fundamental of the universe is life. It created the universe.
No, you're just repeating yourself. You've got to respond to Andrew's statement in that regard. And I said, if Andrew says there is a fundamental nature of the universe, then what?
Then there is no free will. You're at the mercy of the functioning of the universe or figuring
wait
it out.
Wait a minute. What are you bringing up free will about here? Then we're going to argue free will.
Okay, let's not go to free will. That ends up being a different argument altogether. That's correct. Then
free will might have something to do with how you can live in a universe that is constant and reliable, but free will can't have anything to do with the universe itself.
Correct.
Can I say something?
Sure.
So when the universe only reacts, we said before.
What?
So the universe only reacts, said before.
I didn't hear the last two words.
We said before.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So it needs something to react, and that something might be life. However we define life.
Wait a minute now. All right. But if then, as Patrick says, that he is life itself, can the universe react to Patrick?
Yes.
Then in life, in the universe, what must Patrick do?
Actions?
Yeah, but what kind of action?
Actions that he's proud of and that he want to do forever.
But that doesn't answer the question.
Actions that create a constant and consistent environment?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Now listen, why do you guys... Why are you so reluctant? Whenever I ask you a question, you're so damned reluctant to answer every question with that you, which you say is then your life itself, or I, well, of course, I'm life itself, or the things that happen. You're afraid to give me the same answer all the time. Why? Why does the same why do you think the same answer puts the kibosh on you?
Puts
well,
the
I don't
on
think
me?
I'm kibosh. Just a squash. Limits. I mean, first of all, I guess I don't feel like maybe I'm caught up on this, but I think that any action I do, the universe is reacting to.
So?
Therefore, it doesn't require a constant and consistent, does it?
Yes, if the universe is a constant and consistent environment in which you can come alive in, then if it's only going to react, you must act constant and consistent so that the universe can react to that, such that the universe then is a constant and consistent and reliable, a constant and reliable environment for you to come alive in. What is so difficult about that?
Now that you say it, I see too.
Well, let me say it in a different way for the moment. 2 + 3 = 5, or 5 = 6 - 1, or 7 - 2, 100 - 95. And in fact, as 5, you can be and do all things. How do these two relate? You want me to give you another example? Einstein said in his lecture on relativity, everything is just wiggling and jiggling, and relative to everything else, it's moving and moving and moving and moving and moving. Nothing is still. And the man said, "Hey, Big Al, then we can't know anything about the universe, because you know that we have to have a fixed point around which we know all things in life." Big Al said, "Well, okay, you pick a fixed point to know all things, and Marie over here, she'll pick a fixed point in which to know all things. Then if you know the relationship between the two, you know everything that each other knows. How does that relate to what we're talking about?" And as Einstein said, you only know things relative to yourself. Therefore, if you don't know yourself, you can't know anything. How does that screw up everything? We've talked about these things for the last 10 years. They haven't meant one damn thing. Remember, I said I was going to hang up if you guys didn't talk. If you're going to make me talk for 2 hours, I'm going to quit.
Well, I'm curious that I think you said that something about having picked one point, then it screws it all up.
No, I didn't either. Einstein said that each picks a fixed point. It screws it up if you pick yourself. Because he then said, you only know things relative to yourself. Therefore, he is implying in that that's your fixed point. But how can you know you, and then says if you don't know yourself, you can't know anything. How can you know yourself if you are the fixed point?
So you need another fixed point.
So what does that mean? If you keep picking another fixed point, which is what you do, every day in every way, you pick another fixed point because of what happens to you. Then you never know anything. Somebody better say something.
Well, we started this with who are you? And I said, I am life itself.
Okay.
I don't know what else to say.
Did you pick yourself to get there?
No, I just declared myself.
On what basis did you declare yourself?
It seemed to be the most rational understanding and explanation of how things work.
You have no way of reasonably picking yourself. You have no way to do that. You cannot declare yourself. You didn't declare yourself. You declared something else and then revealed yourself. What did you declare? What was your first declaration? And it was from that first declaration that you then revealed yourself.
The first declaration was that life created the universe.
Change everything you ever thought about yourself and the universe?
As a matter of fact, yes.
So, it was only by then declaring that life created the universe, it to be a constant and reliable environment in which to come alive in, and that you are alive in that environment, you then were able to declare yourself as life itself.
That is absolutely correct.
So you didn't choose yourself, you chose life.
In fact, that's true.
Oh, well, no. Then, why does the universe exist?
To provide a constant and reliable environment within which to come alive.
You see how easy that is? Now all of a sudden, instead of all the philosophers for thousands of years say, well, you can't know that, because God created the universe, and you can't know the mind of God, so you can't know why.
Yeah.
Then why are you alive?
Because I am life itself.
And?
Alive in a universe that was created as a reliable and constant.
So what? Why are you here? If you're life itself, why are you here?
To come alive.
What? I didn't hear you.
To come alive prior to...
No, you are alive here. Now, why are you alive here?
Create more environment to be alive in.
The universe includes all environments.
But I will focus on particular aspects of that environment.
There are no particular aspects of that environment. the only aspects of that environment are that it is consistent and reliable. Constant and reliable.
Constant and reliable, yes. Yeah.
There are no particulars. There are no more particulars than there are a fundamental nature of the universe, or essential nature. Hell, I've already answered two questions. I've already gotten rid of spirituality, and I made it possible for you to know all yourself and all yourself as one who creates or maintains the universe as a constant and reliable environment, then why are you alive? I don't want any other crappy answers about God, and God gives you a purpose, and this is what it's all about. That's a God's universe. That's a God's universe of death. I want an answer of if you really, really, really are willing to say you are life itself, then why are you here?
To be life itself.
To live life.
Can't you be here to maintain the universe as a constant and a reliable environment in which to come alive in?
Well, can I ask a question here? Since life itself has created the universe to be a constant and reliable environment to be alive in, once that's done, I guess the next piece is maintain. Are you saying it's maintain that environment?
Yes.
In any which way?
Can't you maintain that environment as you desire?
I can do that, yes.
Then it's maintain, isn't it?
That is such an essential word, yes.
Then why are you here? What's your life all about?
Maintaining that environment.
You see? See how simple it is? Why can't you give me the same answer no matter my questions?
Sometimes your questions are confusing.
No, they're not confusing. You're making them confusing. If 2 plus 3 equals 5, but 5 gives you an answer to everything, why can't you give me a 5 answer? It's you're giving yourself a different answer to every question that prevents you from ever knowing everything. Constant and reliable goes out the window.
So, do I understand that correct? Constant and reliable is the 5.
Is what?
And how I... The 5. And how I maintain this.
I don't know what you... I don't know what was that P word.
Is the 5. Is the 5.
Wouldn't that be then that declaring yourself as a 5, or as declaring yourself as life itself, then
right.
Then life itself has only one answer, but you can know all things in declaring yourself as a 5. Or a 4,
yes.
Or a 7, or an 8, or a 10, or a 20, or a 30, or a 40, it doesn't really matter.
And the actions of maintaining that five are 4 + 1, 6 - 5. They can be, in various ways.
Okay. So your actions can be in infinitely variable conversation, combinations, but they must always be five. If they are not five, then you don't live in a constant and reliable environment.
Right. I think I got you.
We've been discussing 3 + 2 = 5. What did you think that was all about?
To have a base for life.
Well, I was asking anybody else that has the courage to jump in here and give me the same frigging answer.
That's the same frigging answer, yeah.
What?
Why? Did I hear that right?
I said, we've been talking about 2 + 3 = 5 for years. What did you think that was all about?
Well, I certainly didn't pick up on it that it was the way of maintaining a constant and reliable environment.
Why not? You then see all things as a five. So your environment as a five and doing all things as a five allow you to know all things and to participate in all things and in a constant and reliable way as a five. What's wrong with that?
Not a darn thing.
I've said that for years.
So, Roger, is a chicken doing the same thing? It must be creating a constant environment, a reliable environment.
So then you're saying that living yourself, the loner's body and self and way as a chicken.
Huh?
Why is continuing to live your loner self all right in the universe?
Oh, because it creates it maintains a constant reliable environment.
But the question is, it does maintain a constant and reliable environment in order for you to come alive. But is that the environment that you desire?
That seems to be not the environment I desire.
So then what are you going to do? And how are you going to do it?
Well,
The universe is satisfied if you just shut your damn mouth, stop complaining, and live like a chicken.
Yeah.
Or, if you don't like it, somewhere along the line, early or late, somewhere along the line, if you don't like that, what are you going to do?
It seems I life itself doesn't like that somehow, can create a self as a consistent, reliable environment to come alive in a certain way that I do desire.
Then how do you do that?
I think you said earlier, like five reveals. I think living from in that way at all times. All things for me reveal that that is the self constantly and reliably that I am.
But you said then you create an environment that is constant and reliable that you do want. You're screwed right there.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Why is life screwed right there?
Because in that, then, you everybody through with all the noise?
I hope so.
Yeah. You're screwed right there because you're picking an end result and trying to cause it.
Is that, I see, okay, inherent in the way I said it, yeah, I think I understand what you're saying. It's a to get to become the environment that I want, be dissatisfied with what I am, or think I am.
I didn't hear you. I mean, I didn't understand. I sort of heard you, but I didn't understand you.
I said inherent in the way I said that, I do understand what you mean. I would be trying to overcome or get to a different environment.
So what are you going to do about it?
I'm many steps behind you here. Hang on a second.
Wait a minute. You're not supposed to follow what I say. What I say was clearing the understandings for you. Then for you to follow the understanding. If life creates the environment, creates the universe to be a constant and reliable environment in which to come alive in, follow that. Don't leave that.
Okay.
But you keep varying with every sentence out of your mouth creates a different meaning or answer or understanding. How in the hell can you have a reliable environment?
So, Raj, hang on. I got to understand how what I said did not follow the pattern of creating a self as an environment to come alive in.
Because you said, yeah, pick an environment I want to come alive in. And
yeah.
When you do that, you're following the pattern of cause and effect. You have no choice. You're screwed. You're a loose cannon. Nobody can trust you. You better go back to the chicken. And just to make sure, by the way, that if you think you can do that, life kills you off.
Well, if that makes sense.
Sure, it's a conservation of energy.
I am life. Why would life kill me off to ensure I can't do that?
Because otherwise you're an unreliable, loose cannon in the universe.
I'm not sure I understand why I would care. I'm life.
What?
I'm not sure why I would care. I'm life coming alive.
Woo-hoo! Woo-woo-woo-woo! But you're coming alive. It is not that. It is to come alive in an environment that is constant and consistent. Whoa, 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 whoa! You're coming alive as an asshole trying to cause things. Life better kill you off. Quick!
Because I'm not being constant and consistent? Is that what you're saying?
You see? So you're a loose cannon in the universe. And even if you make it through to the end of your life by living as a chicken, it ain't you. But it also then, when you do that way in cause and effect, you're absolutely assuring yourself that the universe, to be constant and reliable, will kill you off. And so all the time, every minute of every day, you're facing the threat of death. And that, really screws things up.
Okay, I think the part that I'm slipping on here is, since I am going to create an environment...
I didn't say that. You said, if you think you're going to create an environment in which that is constant and reliable, in which to come alive in, you are following a cause and effect loose cannon. Kill that son of a bitch.
You must be the constant and consistent environment.
If you're life itself, then you must be that.
Not create it, be it.
Interesting a divergence from what we were saying.
No, it isn't. It's exactly the same thing I've always been saying.
We don't understand. If life created the environment to come alive in.
Okay, now you're alive in that environment. What's your purpose in life? To maintain that environment.
To be constant and consistent.
To maintain that environment. And you can't maintain that environment through cause and effect.
So the problem started with my not wanting to live as a chicken.
Right. So most people, and I should say damn near everybody, gives up and continues to live as a loner, body, self, and way as a chicken.
Right.
But the minute you choose or say, you don't want to live as a chicken, all I asked you 20 minutes ago, what do you do? And all I'm trying to say to you is, if you can consider what you do, then you better just continue living as a chicken. Because every choice you've said so far makes you such a loose cannon in the universe. We're going to have to kill you off.
Well, now, I am, did I miss something that we're, how is being the environment the same answer that we gave at the start?
I don't know what your question is.
If kind of the taking a look, if what we're taking a look at tonight is how this answer of that life created an environment to be constant and reliable to come alive in is the answer or the pattern to follow. When I said it about living other than as a chicken,
because you're picking something to be, to live, to cause, to create, and in that then you're not creating or continuing or maintaining a constant and consistent environment. In other words, you can do that by continuing to live as a chicken, or otherwise, the minute you decide to make a choice other than living as a chicken, I ask you, what do? And I'm pointing out to you that the things that you're saying you would do will destroy you. And you don't like that. You want to be a 5 when you want to be a 5. You want to be a 25 when you want to be a 25. And you want to be a 30 now and then. And you want to pepper it with 15s and 17s and 19s. How is there any constant and reliableness in that? Well, that's what I want to be. I want to be a 17.
Is the constant and reliable that I am life itself doing those things?
What did you say?
is the constant and reliable, that in all of that, I am life itself, the commonality and all that?
You want to play word games with this, you go right ahead. And you justify doing that, you go right ahead. But you will either kill yourself off or continue living as a chicken. And as you live as a chicken, you have no idea who you are, what your life is about, and you don't really, in living as a chicken, know what the universe is all about. And there's no reliableness or constancy in your life. Everything is different every minute of every frigging day. Well, I can choose that. Yeah, you can. But you choose death when you do that.
Okay, well, I like the idea of knowing myself and all these things. So,
but you can't know yourself that way. You can't know yourself as a chicken. You can't know yourself as a 5 today and a 15 tomorrow and a 17 last week. You've been living that long enough. Haven't you figured out that in living job to job, thing to thing, girl to girl, idea to idea, being different in every one of these things, you don't know a goddamn thing about who you are, what the universe is about, or what your life is all about.
Hmm. Yeah, I realize that. Hmm?
No, you don't realize that because you keep justifying or trying to justify being something different every frigging moment. And you think that in some being different in every moment. Oh, well, that's all right. I'm learning, growing, and developing. That really puts the screws to you. Come on, Patrick, get in here.
Well, I think that, well, I'll go back to Brown, that it has to be that
I'm sorry, how did you start this?
I say I have to go back to ground zero here, that life itself has created the universe as a constant and reliable environment within which to come alive. Then the next piece is that now that I'm alive, come alive, then I am engaged in maintaining a constant and reliable environment within which to be alive.
So, to be alive in or to come alive in. So,
yeah.
Therefore, are you doing that?
I have to give you the same answer I gave you a half hour ago, and that's no.
What if you did that?
What if I did that? My life would be entirely different. It would be entirely different. I think that gone would be the questions, gone would be the struggle.
Let me ask you a question. If you did that, do you think the universe would kill you off?
No, the universe would not kill me off.
What does that mean? Who are we talking to?
We're talking to life itself.
Okay.
And life does not end.
What does that mean? It doesn't begin and it doesn't end.
That's right. It doesn't begin, it doesn't end. Therefore, killing off is an irrelevant term for me.
That is not an irrelevant term. Killing you off means something very, very, very important.
Killing me off means then goodbye to any sense of continuance. would just do away with any kind of sense of continuance.
What does that mean?
It means that I would not know myself as a continuing being that has no beginning and has no end.
Wait a minute. I, who are you talking about? Know myself? Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about life itself. That is me as life itself.
Okay. Where did all of this come from? Are you your body?
Not at all. My body is part of the environment that life itself has created.
So, when it does you any good to say then that when you die, only your body dies, but you resurrect?
I'm not sure I use the term resurrect, but I would, yeah, okay, let's use it for a moment. But I'm more comfortable with, I would continue.
We're talking about awareness of continue. Continue doesn't mean anything to you at all unless you are aware of continuing. And how can you be aware of continuing if you're something different every minute?
Oh, I couldn't. I could not. If I am not maintaining a constant and reliable environment, then I would have no sense of continuance whatsoever.
So then it is important, it would seem from what you're saying, that it is important for you as life itself to create a constant and reliable environment in order to be aware of your continuing so that at death of your body, you do not die.
That is absolutely correct. And I happen to see right now, too, that in living an inconstant and unreliable environment, in fact, I'm living many deaths all the time.
So, in that then, do you think that you could go through the experience of death and it be an awareness of continuing for you?
Yes, I do.
How?
It would be something the same as I see dreams now. Right now, I am quite aware that my dreams don't begin and end at night.
Wait just a minute now. You switched pronoun.
I did.
Not fair.
Just as Body Patrick experiences dreams, he's aware that there is an ongoing saga. Those dreams just don't begin and end as they occur in his sleep. He drops in on them when he does, and they continue. And when he drops in on them again, they're still continuing.
Patrick, don't understand that. Your dreams to you, Patrick, are only disassembled. There is no continuance for you in your dream. Never. The only thing you can say is, well, I had a dream last night. You know, I've had this sort of a dream before. But you have no experience of continuance in that.
Not entirely sure that's correct.
You what?
I'm not entirely sure that's correct.
Well, if you're not your body, then God damn it, why do you talk to me about body, Patrick?
Well, I was just using that to illustrate a point.
No, I want you to always live yourself as life itself. What now happens? You switch back and forth. Oh, I'm life itself. No, I'm Patrick. No, I'm Master. No, I'm not.
My goodness gracious. Yep. Okay. Yep, I see that. I see it. I see it.
So, we're going to kill you off then simply because you're something different in every moment.
Yeah. And there, died again.
There you go. And so, you're your loner self in life. And wave sometime, and your Patrick self in life and wave the other time, and your Gabriel self and wave. Man, I don't want to be around you.
Son of a gun, Noah, that as you speak that, that's so clear about what's constant and reliable about that, and what's wrong with being constantly and reliably life itself. Not a damn thing.
But you said that you are not your body, and it took you about 5 seconds after saying that to go right back to being your loner self. Why? If that ain't you, why did you do it?
I got no other reason other than that it just an old long time habit that's sometimes hard to get rid of.
So, you keep doing that as an old-time habit, and you're always, always, always facing death.
Absolutely. That old-time habit is, it's welcome to the religion of death.
Okay. But we started this whole thing saying we turned this around. Is it possible for you to understand that the universe, that life, that the universe was not created for life, but that life created the universe all along? And some asshole came along and said, oh no, it's about God, and cause and effect. And everybody believed that. As soon as I take that away from you, you don't know what to do. As soon as I set you free from that, that wasn't the universe that existed. That was a universe that somebody made up. And the only reason they made it up is because we're dying. What's going on? Oh, well, God will resurrect you. Okay, wow, thanks. So we've been living a universe of death and resurrection from death ever since. And in that, then, we've lost complete awareness of that the universe is a universe of life.
You know what?
What?
There's such a huge difference between a universe of life and a universe of death.
Well, wait just a minute now. Wait. Every religion is a religion of death. Would you like to create a religion of life?
Ah, that'd be lovely. Yes.
But every time I mention religion, you put up your fingers and whoa, nasty. Word. That's a religion of death. All religions are a religion of death. that their God will resurrect you or promise you or give you everlasting life. Name any religion that is not that. And in fact, if it weren't for that damn religion, we wouldn't have jihad today. Well, I'll be a martyr, and then God will give me life in heaven with 40 virgins and a dirty cat.
The only kind of problem with it is you got to die first.
Of course. So it's a religion of death. And you impose that religion or a covering for the that you hope to then live in such a way that... Remember when I asked years ago, are you willing to live without hope? No, 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 gotta have hope. Hope's everything, everything. What's wrong with constant and reliable?
Yeah, there's no hope necessary.
Hope isn't necessary. Everybody said no. Everybody ran away. Oh, that's another money gone down the tube. We can forget that shit. And yet, hope kills you. Okay, so let's assume then that last week I spoke about what the universe is all about and why it exists. And I spoke about how you can know who you are and know why you exist. Then I left you with the tools so that you can know everything in life. What was the tool? Come on, Andrew, get back in here now. We're talking your language.
It was, I think the tool I was talking about, but life created the universe to be a constant, reliable environment to come alive in.
So what was the tool?
Oh, I thought that was a tool. I don't honestly recall.
Okay. Patrick, what was the tool?
That was to live only that which you would be proud of and be willing to live eternally.
That wasn't the tool. What was the tool? The tool was that you can only know yourself and everything in life relative to the same fixed point. And that fixed point in this regard was that the universe, that the life created the universe as a constant and reliable environment in which to come alive. Any other answer than that, and you cannot know anything about yourself, and you cannot know anything in the universe. Now, you could have picked a different constant. You could have picked a 17. But that's a constant. You can still choose another constant. But what I did is I picked one which changed the universe, regenerated the universe, so that I was certain in that I could know everything in the universe and myself relative to a constant and reliable fixed point.
And how-
how did you decide to alight on that one of all the ones that you could pick?
Because your biggest problem in life is death. And considering that, according to religion and everything in language, everything you do in life is based on beginnings and endings. Endings are death. Beginnings destroy you before you begin. So what constant is better than get rid of religion so that you can live the constant and reliable environment that you desire? And I didn't say pick the constant and reliable environment that you desire and then try to cause that.
Yeah, it's true. I'm slipping on the words there.
That's right, because you put the cart before the horse.
So how did you do it that you didn't put the cart before the horse? My ear is not catching that one.
Well, go back and listen to it until next week. Call me up and tell me when you get an answer. You think I say if you live as a five, you can live everything. And you think, well, wait a minute. What if I want to live as a 17? Let's assume you want to live as a 17. Is there any more you can live? You could live everything as a five. There isn't anything left to infinity. So living to a seven, as a 17 doesn't mean squat. Doesn't add anything. It adds chaos.
Okay. Understood.
Patrick, jump in here.
Well, I got a question, I think. It seems the statement, the tool that you say you gave us is that the universe, or life itself, created the universe, a constant and reliable environment.
No, I didn't say that. I did not say that. I said the tool I gave you is that you can only know yourself and all things in life only relative to a single fixed point. You cannot change that fixed point. And then we discussed why I chose that fixed point. The tool is you can only know yourself and everything in the universe relative to a single fixed point.
Okay, that answers my question. Good, thank you. I'm making a note so I don't forget that.
But you really, really, and I've said this for years, but you really, 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 really don't believe that. No matter what fixed point, if you constantly and consistently and reliably live that fixed point only, then you can know yourself and know everything in the universe.
I don't know that I don't believe that. It's more a matter of I'm afraid to pick one point.
That's right. You see, you don't believe that. So
no, actually, what I'm afraid of is if I pick a point, and maybe I don't know what a point is, but I'm afraid if I point, I'll try to live to it.
What? I didn't hear you.
No, I say maybe I don't understand what you mean by a fixed point, because I get afraid that if I select a point, I will do what you caution us against all the time, and that's, I'll go ahead and try to live that.
Oh. The universe then allows you to have a self-image, but won't allow you to live that. Or to be that. Or to know that you are that. As I asked you last week, have you ever, 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 let's say, gotten to a point in your life you could say, now I'm a newspaper man. Now, I'm a political consultant. No, you've never been able to experience those things. You've lived those things. You have memories about those things. But you've never said to yourself or ever been able to say, now I am that. And why not? Well, because if you were able to do that and then live that, you would not be reliable and constant in the universe.
So can I use you as an example then, and if I'm screwing it up, stop me. That once you decided you were an architect, then from then on, then you just did architect things in an architect way.
And
is that what you're
saying? And I went in the Air Force. Now I'm an officer, or am I still just an architect? Now I'm a homesteader. Never was any of those things true. So therefore, I must be something other than architect, homesteader, officer in the Air Force. I must be something other than that. So the search is, how can I know other than that that I am? And the first thing that I tried in all of this then is that if I am not my body, and then the self and life that came along with that body, I'm not that, then who am I? And I refuse to settle with, well, I must be a spiritual being. There has to be a frigging answer. Life cannot be so complicated and necessary of special mystery knowledge and understanding that even a dumb shit can't live it. No, it can't happen. It's got to be something and in a way that even a dumb shit can live. But I can eliminate the fact that if I'm not my body, then I must be other than that. I should not live as that, and I should not live as my loner body and self and loner way and mind and memories. And those are loner things for me. I must then, if I want to know who I am, be other than that. I'm trying to make it easy for you. I'm giving you a head start. I'm saying, well, if you get rid of, or replace, excuse me, replace the universe of death with the universe of life, and begin there, everything will change.
And this fixed point.
The fixed point must have no beginnings and endings. And the minute you picture something to become, your fixed point has an ending. What the fuck are you going to do then? Death. Now what are you going to do? Well, I don't know.
Just be a chicken again.
So everybody then goes back to living their loner self. Well, when you live your loner body and self, you're being your body. That ain't you.
This is the point. I was stuck last week also because everything is loner right now. And how can I morph from loner body memory to constant and reliable, or to life?
Well, I told everybody 20 years ago to do only those things that they are willing to be and do eternally. Isn't that then constant and reliable?
That's correct.
Now, I've changed that only in terms of proud of, because doing only those things that you'd be willing to be and do eternally, nobody's willing to even consider that. I told you before, I wasn't interested in what you're doing in your life today. I'm interested in your eternal life. But you're not interested in your eternal life. You're interested in what happens today. Live in the moment. Be present. Do what feels good. And the question in all of that is then, you're struggling against death all the time. But I didn't want to do that. I really, really, really didn't.
Struggling against death, you said?
Yeah. That's what you're doing. That's what everybody is doing. And you can't, it doesn't do you any good to say you continue unless you are aware of your continuance in your life today. If you're not aware of and living your continuance in your life today, then you're living your death and resurrection. That makes no sense. I told you I got through reading an 800-page book on the philosophy and various ways and understanding of China. And every philosophy, everything began with God exists and all things are caused. You're screwed. You got to get cause out of your language, in terms of yourself at least. You got to get God out of your language in terms of yourself. Because the minute you have God, then God created you. God caused you. And God is control of everything. You are in control of nothing. You can't live as you desire. You must live as God desires. Well, what is that? Well, I'm sorry, kiddo. You can't know the mind of God. You must have faith. And a little hope.
Yeah, hope and faith.
And you cannot live as you desire. Like you can have an image, but you can't be that. So you can have an image of, but you can't be that. I knew you guys were going to make me do all the talking.
No, I want to ask you another question. And back to using you as an example, so that's constant and reliable. That you have an image of yourself as he who figures out how the universe works for you or us, and showing that to others. But you can never be that.
I don't even have an image of what that is. I don't know. I don't have an image of what an architect is. What's a freaking architect? In my days, it certainly wasn't girls. That seems to have changed. I have no image. What's an architect?
Somebody who draws plans of buildings.
Anybody can draw plans of buildings. That doesn't make them an architect. What's an architect?
You pay your fees, pass your test, and pay your fees.
So I paid my fees. That doesn't make me an architect. If I pay my fees, it only allows me to publicly say that I'm an architect. To advertise architectural services. But what's an architect?
Is that sort of like you can describe the circumference of the circle, and that anything kind of inside that is an architect?
Yeah.
Okay.
So when you set a definition of being an architect, or being yourself, or being a newspaperman, or being a healer, or being anything in that, if you can cause that to occur and cause yourself to be that, then you're a danger in the universe. So what is what is the universe doing then, rather than cause and effect?
Doing emergent.
Okay. What is emergent? How is emergent constant and reliable?
It has the same pattern all the time.
What does that mean?
There are two constituents.
Don't give me trite little crappy answers. Give me something to chew on. You can't live by these little goddamn sayings. They don't mean anything.
Well,
Describe what you're talking about. Go the long route. If it takes you 25 minutes, that's fine.
As I understand it, there are two constituents or two actions that are combined somehow, and I don't know what's coming out of those two actions.
Well, then we can say not much constancy and reliability in that. Hell, I don't know what's going to happen.
As long as the actions are so that I am proud of and want to do them forever, what comes out will be something that I can be proud of and will do forever.
Is that okay for you?
No. Yes.
You still don't know who you are in that. I said,
We say that the fixed point is kind of like a declaration?
I don't know what you're talking about.
The five?
I said if you always choose and do, let's say, in discussing emergent, if you choose and do only those things that you truly desire, what you will be or who you are, you'll never know, but who you are and the life you're living and what you be will be as you desire.
Exactly.
That's constant and reliable.
Yes.
It could be two.
That's what I try to
express. It could be two constituents or 1,000 constituents, or it could be 100 million of all your life. If you only choose those things that you are proud of, you won't know who you are or what you are, but you certainly will be proud of being who you are.
Agree. Yes.
So only emergent has any constancy or reliability in it. The whole structure of emergent, then, offers you constancy and reliability. But you won't live that. No, I want a car, is what the fuck I want. Now get out of my way. Kill him. And so you, in that face, in cause and effect, you face down death and live a life of death all the time. Avoidance of death. Go beyond death. Do something to be worthwhile, to be resurrected from death. Do anything. But you're only living, you're living death in that. Now, let's say I've said all these things. You're going to go right back and live as chickens, aren't you? It's so complicated. No, it's not. It's real easy. Well, I want to be something else. That's too complicated. I can't be something else. That's not so. I said you can be anybody you want. And you can live self-evidently yourself. Why are all actions in the universe random? They must be random so I can live in the environment that is constant and reliable. But how the hell is random? Ah, I've defined random as not chaotic, but not intentional. If the universe, the events and happenings in the universe were other than random, if they were intentional, you're screwed. Random allows you to personalize and particularize every event as you truly desire. Nah, I want to cause it. Well, right, go right ahead. Then you are living in a universe of death, not in a universe of life. And that's glorified. Oh, yes! Live in the universe of God and resurrect yourself. Be everlasting. God will do it for you. I'm afraid I don't want to wait around for God to do it for me. You know what my mother's last words were to me that I recall? Jesus will save you. No, he won't. He wants me to live a life of resurrection. That's a life of death. Well, are we all quite through speaking at all or saying anything to him?
I think I am.
Andrew? I guess he hung up a long time ago, I guess. I don't know. Okay, well, if nobody's got anything to say.
Well, there we are. I think that's fabulous.
Well, you do as you want. Forewarned is forearmed.
Alrighty, I will. Thank you so much, Roger.
For what?
Forewarned. Been made aware of it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That if you choose to live other than your loner body, other than as a chicken, then you must live in such a way that your fixed point is for everything in your life. Okay, goodbye.